signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, approved minutes from May 25th, 2016 meeting. Any comments on the minutes that we have before us? If not, I'll entertain a motion on this one.
I'll make a motion to approve.
We have a motion.
I'll second it.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, announcements. Trevor, do you have any announcements?
The only announcement I have is unrelated to historic preservation, but it's just a reminder of our farmers market. It's starting July 7th, 3:30 to 6:30, going every Thursday until October 6th, and I'll be right outside here.
Thank you. I understand there are more food vendors or more produce vendors this year.
That's correct. There's 9, I believe.
Oh, good. Any announcements from the committee? Any committee members? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number five, public appearances.
Jim O'Rourke, 2339 Oakwood. I just want to let you know I'm writing a story, hopefully for Voyager magazine, that would be on how to save a chapel, and it would be kind of a how-to story. Using our Redbird Chapel as a case study, and I'm looking for photos of the chapel when it still had the stairs on it, and any old photos when the stairs were there or any of the stained glass windows. So that's what we're looking for. And then any other stories about what the chapel might mean to our local residents. So you can reach me at JimO'RourkeUSA@gmail.com. Thanks.
Thank you. We'll move on to item number six, action regarding selection of a consultant for the National Register nomination project. Trevor has attached a note, a memo outlining where we are with this so far and what we'd like to accomplish tonight. Should we have a... Well, this kind of gives you a report of the subcommittee's recommendation, I think. Everybody's read that. You know, we reviewed the proposal from Legacy, and we are now, you know, recommending that the committee take a look at this and move forward with it by moving that we approve it and pass it on to the village board. Anybody else, any of the other two members of our subcommittee, want to add anything that's not written here? So the action is that we need to make a motion whether or not to move forward with Legacy Architecture Project. Trevor, should we make one motion that also includes the second part of your paragraph there, that the recommendation should also include how the village should fund the project?
That would be great. You make them two separate, I guess, if you wanted, but if you want to roll in one, that would work.
Would it be appropriate to share with the committee, or maybe we should share with the committee what's transpired so far? Trevor, you've asked the Wisconsin Historic Society if there was more grant money available, and they said probably or maybe later on,
right,
kind of thing. And you contacted Legacy, our intended contractor or consultant, and they... It wasn't possible for them to change to alter the bid enough to make up the gap of $4,000. And while we might be able to count on the state for additional funding later on, you know, when some of their projects don't become active. But, you know, if we're going to sign a contract now, we need to know how we're going to pay for it. Mm-hmm. And so that leaves us with it, with the next option, which I we were proposing, which is to ask the village board if they could fund that $4,000 gap between what the bid was and what our grant is for. And so if that, so that hopefully that kind of clarifies for everybody where we're at. So any discussion?
So was Legacy the only one that came back?
They're the only one that came back. They're the only one that was on the qualified list that responded, and the only one that did respond to our RFP. And at that point, we decided, okay, it is what it is. We can't, it wouldn't do any good for us to try and ask again. So we decided, fine, this is our result, and we're following the protocol. So, and we reviewed, like, you know, their proposal, and they're familiar with our village that worked with us up to this point. So.
So we did receive enough grant money to fund the district and one of the two houses we wanted. We wanted to know if the group would support going to the village board and asking the village to fund the second house that expressed interest in the survey. Otherwise, we would have to move forward with only one house.
Do we know if the village has established a budget for this type of expenditure?
I don't believe they could have ever planned for that, so my gut would say no.
I think
this would be 2016 budget yet?
2017, probably, by the time the bills had to be paid. Okay. Would be next summer.
Yeah. It's a year and a half plus out the timeline for these projects these days. A lot of people are doing it, and they're overworked and understaffed or whatever. It takes, you know, it used to take 6 or 8 months, and now it's twice that.
Wow, okay.
So I think Trevor gave us some advice to the extent that the village board might be willing to or understanding of the importance of this project to consider, you know, our request. So, and we thought it was worth doing rather than immediately going to, you know, it was, the other option was just go immediately to one of the two homeowners and say, would you mind postponing it till next, till two or three years from now? And these were the only two homeowners. You know, we had, you know, the two village, two village-owned projects which went through. And when we went out for a request again to see who else might be interested on the, with the remaining 11 homes, these are only two that responded.
Well,
so we thought it would be appropriate if we could to try as best we can to make.
So yeah, we went to the gusto with the grant application,
yeah,
and this is where we ended up. So
yeah, that's the.
So don't get what you don't ask for.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
So it would appear that you've got 12,000 of the 16,000.
Yeah.
I don't want to say guaranteed, but.
Mm-hmm.
So the village.
We have a commitment from the state.
We have a commitment.
75% versus the 25%.
Mm-hmm.
It seems fair enough. You know, can't speak for the board or whatever, but
right.
It's probably not a budgeted, obviously it's not a budgeted item this
right.
year, but there's some flexibility and it could be in next year's budget. So I would think there would be an openness to accept a strong recommendation from the committee.
Yeah, I think the fact that it goes into next year,
mm-hmm. I think that would be helpful.
I think that's a positive for us.
Was Legacy willing to make any adjustment or not?
Trevor, you spoke with him. I think maybe not.
We really. Did try.
Yeah, we did try.
A lot of, in my past experience with other consultants, money can be saved in public meetings or the staff doing some of the work. But in this case, they only have one public meeting, well, two. And one's the wrap-up, and one's the kickoff. And with these consultants potentially entering into people's homes, I think it's important that they're able to meet the consultants beforehand. And then also, a lot of the work is research, and I'm not qualified for it.
Mm-hmm.
about that.
And there are 84 homes in this 74, which were identified as, you know, contributing. And I know I read part of the nomination papers that Green Bay put together for the Astor neighborhood done in 1979. And I read through about 85 pages and quit, you know, looking for something and didn't find it. So each house is identified and researched. And you either do that or you don't do it. And you either have a completed project or you don't. And Legacy has a track record of success with their nominations. And they wouldn't want to jeopardize that just to save us a few bucks.
And we wouldn't want to spend grant money that's not going to get a project approved,
yeah,
too. So
yeah, yeah, we have.
We don't want to shortcut too much.
Yeah, we have kind of a stewardship issue here. We want to make sure that it's
so
done for the
right. So is this considered a big district?
Well, I don't know how big.
I'm sorry, that's the Robinson Hill one.
Robinson Hill.
The Miramar's 26 homes, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Sorry, I was thinking about the next issue. Good thing somebody's paying attention.
The estimates we received in order to, we had received two estimates in order to apply, or in order to submit a letter of intent for the grant. The estimates we received for the complete project range anywhere from $12,200 to $24,000. So, I'm guessing the state's all at $12,201, and that's what it gave us. Unfortunately, when the state put out the RFQ to look for qualified candidates, for whatever reason, that company did not submit. So we went ahead and sent an RFP to that company.
Any other questions or discussion?
And there is still the possibility that we might not even need the money if there is the money from the village, if there ends up being additional funds available from the state.
Correct. There could be a case where a project never got off the ground and there's additional funds. So.
But we have to plan for worst case.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to.
Before we sign a new contract.
Can't sign a contract unless we know how it's going to get paid.
Right.
And when do you find out if there is additional fund?
That'd probably be later this year. I don't know what they need.
Not soon enough for us to get in with this.
Right.
You know, with our timetable for this project.
Probably this fall.
Okay.
I know if you typically have to have a consultant in line or in place by June. So if any project wasn't moving forward, the state would have the indication then. But if something got held up along the way after that.
Any other questions, comments? If not, I guess we'd be ready for a motion that could address the topic that we've been discussing here. Is anybody willing to do that?
I'll make a motion to give the project to hire Legacy as the consultant and to request in the 2017 Alloway budget $4,200 to go towards the nomination, National Register of Historic Places nomination for one home that's not covered by the grant.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I think we need to amend that to hire Legacy for one district and two homes, or one home. Because how you said it would only fund one home for $4,200. If I'm not mistaken.
You can set that, right?
I'll amend the motion to approve Legacy to do the district nomination and two individual house nominations.
Pending approval by the village board? No? Because we can't commit to Legacy if we don't know the village board.
That's why I'm wondering if we should just do the one, because he needs to have a consultant on board to know everything, right? Yeah.
We can go ahead and move with Legacy. They don't have to begin work in June, but if, as long as the state knows that we're going forward with Legacy, and
we can add the second house on later.
Yeah, if the board then decides not to fund the additional project, then we can come back to the committee and decide which home we want to pursue now.
Okay.
So the motion would be to let you.
Thanks.
They thought I had it right the first
this
time.
This is yours.
That's why everybody else is so quiet. Okay, I'll make a motion to approve Legacy to do the district nomination and two individual house nominations. Subject or on the condition
that the board funds the second.
That
one.
The board funds the second house. Thank you. That'll
work.
I think that makes the point.
I think so.
I think we have a motion.
In the 2017 budget.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Throw the help.
Thank you.
Good team effort.
Yeah.
Thanks for sticking with it. Item number 7, action regarding committee discussion on the level of support for the Little Red Chapel at the Alloway Catholic Cemetery. Trevor, do you want to say anything about this? Or did this kind of come about because of our conversation? Or?
Yes.
I asked the question if whether it would be appropriate for us as a committee, you know, to at least go on record to in support of the efforts to save that structure. We're not actively involved in the process, but we are peripherally involved, and some of us are more involved than others. But I think it would be good for us to be on record saying that we are in favor of it and giving support, since we are a historic preservation committee and this property is in our village. So that's what I asked Trevor about, to just put that on the agenda to see what everyone else on the committee felt about. And I think if we agreed it was okay to go forward with something, that Trevor, you're going to draft something for our next meeting.
Right. I can draft the resolution.
Yeah, just a resolution for July, and then it would be in time for receipt before the end of the summer, which was the next checkpoint for their process of deciding whether to raise the building or not. So I guess I'll open the discussion up for the committee if they have any thoughts one way or the other on what our role should be.
I don't know what our role should be, but I can say I attended a meeting with the diocese and Brown County Historical Society earlier this month as a representative of this board and also Brown County Trust for Historic Preservation. There was a great discussion at the meeting, and the diocese was represented there along with several trades people. And the plan was for the historical preservation groups to come up with a plan for the diocese to approve by August. And they would agree not to do anything until August. So if they have a comfort level with the plan to move forward, they would not raise the building. They would agree to that. But it can't be used as public space, and it would just have to be secured so that no further damage was done to the building. So it was more exterior work than window work.
Just for safety?
For safety, yes. So the diocese, we left that meeting. The diocese people were going to secure the perimeter somehow so that people couldn't get too close to it. There were some gravestones very near the building, so I'm not quite sure how they're going to work that out. But they're going to appease their insurance people by securing the perimeter until we can come up with a plan by August.
Thanks for the update. Based on that, do you feel, or anyone else feel, that we should do anything in terms of drafting a resolution, or should we just not pursue anything?
I think maybe a letter of support to the diocese via Brown County Historical Society might be at least a minimum we could do to lend support. They had a number of tradespeople that were willing to help out on the project if the materials could get covered. And Brown County Historical Society thought that they could help with the fundraising and be the fiscal agents. But they don't want to accept any donations until we have a commitment from the diocese. So there was plans for a website. There was plans for some personal asks. There was plans for some letters. So Brown County Historical Society is kind of taking the lead. But I think at the minimum, if we could have a letter of support.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what we were.
Yeah.
What I was wanting to discuss.
Bobby, I heard some figures being tossed about in terms of what it would cost to. Well, first of all, just to make it safe, I guess, and then to refurbish it or whatever. $200,000?
That was a complete
meal?
Like, almost remodel of it, I think. And many of the tradespeople felt that what we want to do is preserve the historical aspect of it and not rebuild, but more like do the tuck pointing and the bricks and the windows and stay to the exterior and not do anything interior. So that I think was more in the $50,000 to $100,000 range for materials. We can get the labor donated.
Okay. And are there still... I've looked at it, but are there still stained glass windows behind the wooden shutter panels or whatever?
I think there are some. They're broken, so they need repair, obviously. And then one of the tradespeople really thought highly of somehow lighting it from inside to highlight the windows. But then securing it so nobody could enter it, so I don't know how they would change light bulbs and the future logistics of all that. But at least they're all talking and everybody is working cohesively towards the same outcome. So that's something right there.
Yeah, that's huge.
Anybody else have any comments? Our action here would be to make a motion to ask Trevor to draw up a draft of a resolution or a memo of support to Brown County. Is that what you recommended?
Mm-hmm. Brown County Historical Society.
Brown County Historical Society.
Chris Dunbar is the executive director.
So I guess that's our item for action now is to decide if we want to make that motion or not, and if so, we'll entertain one.
I make a motion to support the restoration efforts or preservation efforts of the Little Red Chapel in the cemetery via Brown County Historical Society.
And I will second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Item number 8, next meeting date and agenda items.
So we'll have the resolution on there as well as an update as far as how we're going to fund the remaining in that project. Board might not have a decision by then, but we'll just draw an update.
And the meeting date would be, I don't have my calendar.
Does someone need to go to that meeting too?
The 20th? Or
to talk through 27. With them?
27th, would that be?
27th?
Yes. July 27th.
I think somebody should be at that meeting, the village board meeting.
Trevor, do you know when that would be on the agenda?
From our group, yeah.
From our group? It would be good if one or more of us were there, at least one, to answer questions.
Likely on the 5th, it sounds like we're going to have a meeting on the 5th.
The 5th?
The 5th of July. If someone from the committee can't make that, we can, there'll be a meeting on the 19th as well.
I don't know if I can make it. Bobby, are you? Since you offered, or since you raised the issue that someone should be there.
It's at 6 o'clock? 6:30? Yeah, I can be back in town by then.
Bobby, you know, let me know because I'll plan to be there, so.
Okay.
We can kind of coordinate whatever.
Great.
Is that just for them to consider putting that in their 2017 budget?
I'm thinking we would just want to be there in case they have questions, because if they don't have anybody to answer questions, they're going to push it, and we won't get an answer. It'll just stall. So I think it would be, yes, one of us from the subcommittee maybe that knows the reasoning behind it.
I agree. Okay, I guess we're ready for item number 9, adjournment. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second.
A second. Any discussion? Never any discussion on this. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned. Thank you.